Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Sure is hot out here.
Oh, hi folks. Welcome back to the Baba Wonder Show. Grabstack here, reporting to you live from the middle of the blazing hot scorchy desert, where our hot air balloon, Lucille, gently crash-landed after running out of fuel. Baba Wonder had agreed to a hot air balloon race against Mighty Mila, but when things got off to a mild start, Mighty Mila transformed into a wind funnel and knocked us off course. Now we're all the way out here in the desert, sweating in the hot sun, trying to figure out our next move so we can win the race and best Mighty Mila. So, Baba Wonder, any ideas what we can do now?
Well, Grabstack, I have nothing.
You could always use your super-powered flying abilities to fly us out of here so we don't melt into a puddle of sweat.
I could, but I won't. That's against the rules I agreed to. We have to get out of this situation on our own, without my super-powered flying abilities.
Such a noble lad. That's why we all love him. Did you happen to pack any fried bananas or marshmallows or any snacks with you before we took off on this adventure? Asking for a friend, and that friend is me.
No, I didn't. We had to wake up so early that I didn't really have time to plan for anything. But in trying to plan now, maybe we can find a way out of here.
Oh, I would like that very much. So you don't think that little green speck over there is an oasis?
It could be. Or it could be a figment of our imagination.
See, my imagination is not so simple as to just imagine a green speck. If it was my imagination, I'd be seeing a luscious green forest with a crystal clear blue waterfall and pink and orange flowers and banana trees and chocolate and ice cream and... Well, I just don't see any of that over there. Just a green speck.
I guess we can try and head towards the green speck, but we have to slide down this mighty sand dune on my cape.
Let's do it. I'll ride on your shoulder. This could be fun.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, that was fun. Can we do it again? Well, I mean, obviously not literally, Baba Wonder. I want to make you climb back up that sand dune. Now onwards, towards the green speck.
Ooh, sure is hot out here.
On the planet Florp, our deserts have blue sand and they're cold. I wish we were there right now.
I need to visit Florp more often. Maybe I'll ask my parents to take us on vacation there.
Oh, you have to go. It's the loveliest planet of all. I'd love to introduce you to all my brothers and sisters. And of course, I'd take you to all my old haunts and the theater where they built a statue of me.
A theater built a statue of you?
Sure did. Made of pure white marble. The likeness, it's a little off, but I wasn't gonna complain because how often does someone make a statue of you? I was their greatest actor, you see? And they were all crying when I told them I was coming to Earth. They said, "Don't go, Grabstack! We love you! You're the greatest actor of our generation!" And all that kind of stuff, you know, very sweet stuff. And, oh, dearie, I am hot! And is it just me, or is that green speck getting farther away?
No, it's not just you. It is getting farther away.
Green speck, come back, please! We are just two very sweaty, very thirsty creatures looking for some help. What in tarnation?
Did someone squeak for help?
I wouldn't call it a squeak, but yes, it was me. You're a camel.
Yes, camel I am. I'm Camille.
Hi, Camille. I'm Bobby Wonder, and this is my sidekick, Grabstack.
I've never seen anyone like either of you out here before.
We're from the planet Florp.
Planet?
That's right, outer space.
I'd give you my whole backstory, but I'm very hot and very tired.
Could you please help us? Our hot air balloon ran out of fuel and crashed just up on that sand dune. We're looking for water and anything to help us get out of here.
You're very lucky you came across me. I'm very generous and helpful. That's what my mother told me. Here, hop on my back, between my two humps. I'll take you back to your balloon and help you fix it.
You will?
Yes, of course. Get on.
Thank you, Camille. We really were about to lose it. We thought we saw an oasis in the distance, a green speck, but it started moving away.
Ah, yes. That's not an oasis at all. It's a trap used by the desert tortoises to lead unwary travelers in circles. Good thing I found you when I did.
Desert tortoises. Shame on you.
Back up the dune we go. Hold on.
Whoa, I've never seen a camel move this fast.
Most people don't realize we're quite fast creatures. Wow, your balloon is so beautiful. So blue and round.
Thank you. Her name is Lucille.
Such a great name. Now, first, let me help you get some water. This cactus right here has everything you need. You just need to carefully...
Water? How'd you do that?
That cactus stores all the water inside so that it can drink water even when it's super hot. The spikes protect it from predators, but I know how to get around them.
Thank you so much. We really needed that water.
You're welcome. Like the cactus, I also store water inside. That's why I have two humps. It's like me wearing a backpack with my own personal water fountain.
Brilliant.
Now as for fuel, I can see where your balloon began leaking. With a little spit and some cacti taproot, you can patch it up. Voila! Fixed!
This camel is a savior!
I'm just a camel, doing camel things. For fuel, the desert marigold will provide you with what you need.
Where are we gonna find that?
Why, there's a whole patch just under your balloon's basket.
There is?
Yes, see the yellow petals? Sometimes they blend in with the golden dunes, but there they are. Just mash those up and you'll be able to make a fuel to get your balloon back in the air.
Thank you for all your help, Camille. If it wasn't for you, we'd be wandering in this desert for days.
The desert's not as bad as outsiders seem to think it is. I love it here. It's my home. Good luck in your balloon race.
Thanks, Camille.
Come back and visit.
Maybe. I mean, of course.
The fuel is working. We're lifting back off into the air. Thanks again.
So long.
The wind is picking up. Lucille is heading back on course and fast. We could still catch up with Mighty Mila.
Good. I'd like to have some words with her for sending us off into a desert. I could have got a sunburn. My Florpian skin, it's so delicate.
When a hot air balloon is moving at a fast speed, it's actually really nice. The breeze feels great.
Anything feels great after the stifling heat of the scorchy desert. I don't know how that camel does it.
It's her home. We're lucky she found us and helped us. Yes, the wind is picking up. I think I see Pflugerville Peak just ahead. See the snow-capped mountain?
Hooey! Snow sounds really good right now. I wouldn't be mad if we accidentally crash-landed there for a cold minute. Not that I want us to land or nothing. I just could really use a nice lay in the snow. Make a little snow angel. Hooey, with my little fur in the snow. Get a little crystals on it.
Well, sorry, Grabstack. We're not going to land on Pflugerville Peak. We're already so far behind that we can't risk any more moments of delay.
Fine, fine. But wait, Bobby Wonder. My eyes can't believe what I see.
Don't try to trick me in landing in the snow, Grabstack.
But, Florp, I'm not trying to trick you. Well, I may be seeing things, because I'm craving a double peanut butter and a chocolate sandwich fried with marshmallow cream on top, but I do believe Mighty Mila's hot air balloon is stuck down below, in between those two mighty glaciers on Pflugerville Peak.
Grabstack, I think the desert really got to you, because Mighty Mila's hot air balloon is not... Mighty Mila's hot air balloon! It's stuck there between two mighty glaciers! We've caught up!
And now's our chance to bypass her and win the race!
But wait, what if she needs help?
Oh, here we go.
She could be in danger. Maybe we should help.
Or, and hear me out, maybe we should float on past her and head straight into Mr. Snood's candy factory. Think of the candy, Bobby.
Weren't you just wanting to land in the snow?
Who, me?
Yes, you. I think we should at least check it out to see if she's okay. I'm gonna steer Lucille down that way.
Oh, Bobby Wonder, my noble friend. Bobby Wonder is always doing the right thing, even though Mighty Mila just whooshed us away into a desert mere hours ago. While we head down toward the glaciers on Pflugerville Peak, you all take a break. When you come back, we'll see what Mighty Mila has in store for us this time.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. When you last left us, Bobby Wonder, my dear, noble best friend, was steering our hot air balloon, Lucille, toward two glaciers atop Pflugerville Mountain. You see, our enemy and race rival Mighty Mila seems to have gotten her balloon stuck in between those glaciers. I felt like we could have kept floating around, but Bobby Wonder wanted to make sure she was okay. Well, let's see how Mighty Mila's doing.
Mighty Mila! I say, Mighty Mila, are you okay?
Bobby Wonder, is that you?
Look, there she is, atop the glacier on the right. What are you doing up on that glacier?
After I turned into a wind funnel and whooshed your balloon to the west, I also accidentally whooshed my balloon to the north. I tried to regain control, but my balloon was all over the place. Before I knew it, I was lodged in between these two glaciers and I can't get my balloon out. Any help would be appreciated?
Any help? Why, after what you did to us, we almost melted.
Melted?
Your whoosh sent us into the scorchy desert.
The scorchy desert? Huh. I'm sorry. That was an accident?
Are you asking us if what you did was an accident?
It was. I didn't know you'd end up in the scorchy desert, just like I didn't know I'd end up stuck between these two glaciers.
Great story. Bobby, let's take Lucille and get out of here. Victory is within reach.
But wait! Didn't you want an exciting and fair race? What fun is it if you win knowing my balloon's stuck here?
She's got a point, Grabstack.
I have a point, too. Many, in fact, Bobby Wonder. I won't stop you from doing what you do, but I must say, she is not to be trusted. She's Mighty Mila. She's already tried to trick us 3 times today.
Was that me? Uh-huh. Are you sure?
Definitely was you.
Okay, well, I won't do it again today. Just help me get out of these glaciers. Oh, please.
I gotta help her. Being a superhero means you help everyone, even your frenemies. You should understand that, Grabstack.
You're right, Bobby. As an actor, it is my job to inhabit other people's emotions and feelings. If I was to act the part of a superhero, I'd do the same thing. So, fine. Let's help Madame Mila from between these glaciers and a hard place.
Yay!
All right, let's position our balloon over here and then ram into her balloon. It should allow her to get out of the glaciers.
Perfect. Let me get down inside. Whew, okay. Ready. It worked! I'm free! I'm free!
And now we're stuck.
Oh, no! That's so sad. See you at the finish line.
Mighty Mila, help us out of here. We just helped you.
Too bad. I want free candy. Bye.
I want to say I told you so. So I will. I told you so. Now, how are we going to get out of here?
Maybe a nice camel will appear and teach us how to use the resources around us to thrive.
I don't think there are any camels here.
Now, let's think logically. These two glaciers are made of ice. Maybe if we're able to melt some of the sides using our fire, we can slip through.
That seems like it would work, but how are we going to get our fire fuel onto the ice?
What's the most flammable?
Are you looking at me? Am I flammable? Z'accuse, Bobby Wonder.
No, Grabstack, not you. But maybe I can use my cape to transfer the fire onto the ice.
Not your beautiful hand-sewn cape!
Don't worry, my mom can make me a new one. It's more important we get out of here.
Goodbye, beautiful cape. You were a work of art.
Don't be so dramatic, Grabstack. Okay, here it goes. It's on fire. It's working. The ice, it's melting.
We're free! We're free! But at what price?
Let's go. We can still catch Mighty Mila. The wind is really blowing. It's carrying us along, around the mountain and down towards the beach. I think I can see her.
She's not too far ahead. We can catch her.
Almost there.
Not so fast. Don't think you can pass me. I'm still ahead. I'm going to win and you're going to lose and be a loser again, like always. I'll be laughing when I eat my candy and you get none.
Eating candy in front of somebody else and not offering them any? Well, that's not very nice.
Hey, wait, what's that?
Don't try and distract me, Bobby Wronger.
That balloon looks oddly familiar. Or should I say, square?
Square? What do you mean? Robozuki! What? No! What are you doing? Robozuki, get out of my way!
She's heading right for him.
Rabozuki! No! Stop! No!
I'm telling you, square hot air balloons just aren't right.
Aw, Mighty Mila, looks like your balloon is out of commission and you can thank your sidekick, Rabozuki.
This sidekick would never.
Ugh, this isn't fair, Rabozuki. What were you thinking?
See you later, Mighty Mila.
Can't wait to eat all our candy.
Look, the beach. And there's Mr. Snood. Let's take Lucille down gently.
We did it! What a journey!
Congratulations, Bobby Wonder and Grabstack. You are the first to arrive at the finish line. You've won this trophy that says Superhero Star, and also an unlimited supply of candy and an all-access tour of my candy factory. And that's a big deal because I never let anyone inside. There are too many sugary secrets.
Well, we won, so no takes his backsies.
Fair enough. I'll see you both in my candy factory soon. Ta-ta!
That was an epic day. From the desert to the glaciers, we saw a lot. And we got to experience it all in our very own hot air balloon. Did you prefer it to flying with me?
Ha! Do I need to answer that? Let's just say there wasn't nearly as much crashing as there is when I fly with you.
But we crashed like 4 times?
Exactly.
I'm excited to check out Mr. Snood's candy factory. Maybe that's something we can do next time.
Now that's the best thing I've ever heard you say, Bobby Wonder! Another adventure for the books. We flew in hot air balloons, both round and square, survived the scorching desert, unstuck ourselves from some glaciers, and we won a trip to a candy factory. Not too shabby for a grab stack from Florp and his superhero best friend. If you enjoyed today's adventure, you can find more like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Check out all our shows. Next episode, an exclusive tour of a candy factory. That should be fun. I'm going to start brushing my teeth in preparation. Goodbye, folks.
Good news alert. We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.